If you have hyperthyroidism or Hashimoto's and are looking to save your thyroid, then you might want to take the 60-second Save My Thyroid quiz to find out how likely it is that you can save your thyroid. Upon completing the quiz, you will receive your thyroid saving score and a free report explaining your unique results, along with some things you can do to regain your health. To take the quiz, visit savemythyroid.com/quiz.
Hey, this is Dr. Eric. And in this Q&A episode, I am going to answer the question, should everyone with a thyroid condition test reverse T3? Before answering this question, it's probably a good idea to briefly discuss what reverse T3 is. So hopefully you're familiar with the thyroid hormones. The main thyroid hormones, at least the ones that can be tested at labs, include T4 and T3. And when it comes to T3, this is the active form of thyroid hormone, especially free T3, which actually binds to the receptors. So reverse T3, this is the inactive form of thyroxine or thyroid hormone. Thyroxine is actually T4. And so reverse T3 is the inactive form of T4. There's some controversy over how reverse T3 works, the physiology behind reverse T3. Some suggest that it may bind to the thyroid receptor, to the actual thyroid nuclear hormone receptor, and by doing this, preventing free T3 from binding. And then others say it just prevents the conversion of T4 to T3. But either way, whether it actually binds to the receptor or prevents the conversion or does both of these, it can slow down metabolism, which can cause weight gain as well as other hypothyroid symptoms. So I will say that high reverse T3 is very common in overt hyperthyroidism. And this makes sense because if someone has too much thyroid hormone, then you want the body to do things to decrease thyroid hormone. Again, whether or not the reverse T3 is binding to that receptor, preventing the free T3 from binding, or if it's preventing the conversion from T4 to T3, either way, you want this to happen if you have elevated thyroid hormone levels. And in the past, I would test reverse T3 on pretty much everyone, but over the last few years, I stopped doing it in those with hyperthyroidism because pretty much across the board, we'll see elevated levels of reverse T3, and that's due to the elevated levels of thyroid hormone. So in other words, the testing for reverse T3 usually isn't going to change the recommendation. So if you have hyperthyroidism, including Graves' disease, toxic multinodular goiter, subacute thyroiditis, I would usually recommend not to test for reverse T3. On the other hand, when it comes to hypothyroidism, Hashimoto's, I usually do recommend to test for reverse T3. And reverse T3 can be related to problems converting T4 to T3. And so one might say, well, why don't we just look at T4 and T3? And if T4 is looking normal and T3 is on the lower side, that probably indicates a conversion problem. And that, chances are, that is true. But it's also good to know that other factors could increase reverse T3. And this includes having a lot of inflammation, insulin resistance, certain infections, even overtraining. Really, anything that causes an increase in inflammation or oxidative stress can cause that reverse T3 to increase. So if everything is looking good on the thyroid panel, but reverse T3 is high, then we might not be looking at a conversion problem, but instead might be looking at one of those other issues. So just to summarize, if you have hyperthyroidism, I usually would recommend not to test for reverse T3. If you happen to have tested for it already, of course, it's not a big deal. Chances are it was elevated. And if you have hypothyroidism, Hashimoto's, then I usually do recommend to test for reverse T3. One question you might have is what is considered to be an elevated reverse T3? And of course, there's a difference between the lab reference range and optimal reference range. I definitely don't want to see the reverse T3 greater than 20, but many practitioners consider optimal to be less than 15. Some even prefer seeing it lower than this, maybe like 11 or 12. So it does vary depending on the practitioner. But if it's above 20, you're in trouble. Some will say if it's above 15, that you're in trouble. So if it's between, let's say, 10 and 15, that's probably a good range. I don't get too stressed out if it's between 15 and 20, and if everything else is looking good, But of course, if there are other imbalances, then of course you'll want to address these, and oftentimes you'll see that reverse T3 decrease. And that's all I want to discuss regarding reverse T3. So I hope you found this to be valuable. Hope you learned a little bit about reverse T3, and I look forward to catching you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Save My Thyroid podcast. If you haven't done so already, make sure you hit subscribe to stay up to date on the latest thyroid health-related topics. And if you enjoyed this episode, please consider leaving a review. Thank you so much for tuning in.
I want to let you know about a product called Hepatoimmune Supreme, which is a unique supplement that has a rare combination of N-acetylcysteine, also known as NAC, milk thistle, and schisandra to support the liver. And it also has a few mushrooms that can help support the immune system, including cordyceps, which has both immune modulating and adaptogenic properties and is great for those with Graves' disease and Hashimoto's. To learn more about Hepatoimmune Supreme, visit savemythyroid.com/liver support.